Last year, the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service purchased $800 million worth of meat products for use in nutrition assistance programs, such as free school meals. That meat must fall under the requirements of domestic origin. However, those requirements are confusing to some. In fact, the AMS said the guidelines for procuring beef, pork, lamb, and bison products were not as clear as other commodities. On Wednesday, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters the AMS is clarifying that meat products must be from animals that are born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S. to meet the domestic origin requirements.
We know two things. One, when they see that label or a similar label, their expectation and belief is that everything done with that animal and that product was done in the U.S. And two, that they actually do put some degree of value on that in terms of their decision to purchase the product and to purchase it if, in fact, it may be a slightly higher price. So because of that, we're working to ensure that anyone who is placing a label of that kind on a product, that they are not misrepresenting the true nature of the product and clarifying that at the end of the day, everything with reference to that product needs to be done in the U.S.
Vilsack says this is not a new rule, but rather a clarification of the existing rule.
We're just reinforcing the fact that domestic origin means exactly that. It means everything having to do with that product was done in the U.S.
AMS says this clarification to the domestic origin requirement will ensure U.S. producers enjoy the full benefit of USDA purchase programs, and recipients of nutrition assistance programs benefit from domestically produced meat products. I'm Sabrina Halverson.